St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Just about 3:40 on a Thursday afternoon. We are doing the broadcast without our headphones, which is really weird. It's really weirder than you would think. I'm 26 years into hearing my voice in the headphones, and now I'm just talking like I'm talking in my living room.
Like we're in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What? What? What?
Mine are working, thankfully.
Good. Tell us what we sound like.
You guys sound amazing. As usual. You sound like yourselves.
So, we had a good day. Wheeler did something different.
Yeah, hung out with my buddy Chris Kerber for a little bit today.
Yeah, I didn't want to out you. I know.
It's okay.
It's kind of private. But
Wheels is always like, don't tell anyone what
Don't
I'm
tell
doing.
Anybody I'm talking to Kerber.
Rach and Andrew and I went over to the game, and it was weird. It was just weird, right?
Was it?
Like, we kept seeing... Not strange, but we did see some strange people.
Well, we saw the one gentleman.
Wheels, you'd love this guy. I called him Rumpelstiltskin.
He channeled Wheeler. He was like possessed by the spirit of Wheeler.
He just looked sort of elfin, and he kept having really weird interactions with people.
Okay.
Like, we first met him on a street corner, and Andrew was telling a story, and he put himself into our conversation and started getting really loud. We thought, it's kind of weird. And we went one more block down, and the preacher was there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
guy's
oh, yeah.
always telling you how you're going to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets in his face.
Yeah, it was
Rumpelstiltskin gets in the
yes.
preacher's face.
And he's like, go F yourself.
Wow.
F yourself. F all of you. And we're like, okay, right on. And then we see him in line, and he is downing what I guess is straight vodka out of a Stanley cup. And the guy there is like, you don't have to, like, and he's like, you told me to drink it. And then we saw him again when we're leaving.
They won't even let me in with this. They didn't tell me I wouldn't be able to come in with this. And he's like, in a place I've never, like, in between the lines, in a place I've never seen a person. Like a fenced off area.
He's in a tiny cage.
Just absolutely chugging.
How did he even get there?
Wheels, it was, we could not shake this guy. And then.
Was he following you guys?
I don't know. It was hard to tell if he was following us or if fate just kept bringing us back together, but he was there. And then as we're leaving, I look over. I see him again as we're leaving the ballpark.
I mean, it was crazy.
Dude.
I decided to splurge on my friends and pay for a golf cart to bring us back. They're not giving that stuff away.
It's not cheap. It's not cheap.
No.
Or not.
It was $10 per person.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, which is more expensive.
I had a $20 bill in my hand. You know, I'm a big tipper. Mm-hmm. What can this cost? You know, you could get a Uber Black
it's
for
like a 4-minute buzz.
It's yeah.
like 6 blocks. Yeah.
And I said, how much? And he said, 10 each. And Rach and I both thought he said just a tenny. So I handed him a 20 and started to walk away. And then I'm like, how much? So, yeah, got to be careful of that.
What I think it was. I think it was because when I sat on the back, like the whole thing wheelie, the whole thing like lifted up.
Well, at one point I turned to Dave because Dave and I were sitting in the back seat and I said, what if we get there and Andrew is just falling just gone. On the back and we just don't know.
There was one point where he hit Olive and he hit that gas and I went, okay.
There's also a really great moment where we're riding Wheels in an open-air golf cart, all right? Everyone's been on a golf cart.
Right.
And my girl, Rach, says to the driver, so what do you do when it gets really hot?
I heard this.
Do you have air conditioning? And, like, 10 seconds go by where you can tell the guy's trying to figure out, like, what she's getting at.
This is something I've noticed. When people get a little bit older and you ask them a dumb question.
Yes.
There are some people who will just let you bask in how dumb your question is for a second. Because, like, I felt the shame. Like, I'm just trying to make conversation.
Make small talk.
Because we had been talking with him
yeah.
throughout the drive, and I'm just trying to think of something to say. And it's like a beautiful day. I'm like, well, I'm glad it's not hot. Hey, what do you do whenever it's hot outside? And then he let like 10 full seconds pass and he goes, no, we just kind of, you know, put our hand out the window or whatever.
Yeah, he pointed to the open airness of it, and he was like, this is the AC. I was sitting in the back holding on for dear life like, ooh, that's kind of hurt.
We hooked up with Stewie.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
At Stewie's Dogs, Kosher Dogs.
Oh, did you get the setup?
Rach had her first pastrami dog.
The pastrami with the horseradish, onion, and mustard.
Dude, that is the best hot dog in the ballpark.
It is.
Was good.
Hands down. It was really
good. I mean, even if you got it just hot dog, it's great, but the pastrami dog is unreal.
It's such a nice little cart, too. Like, it's such a fun little, it's just a fun, like, setup.
We saw Hancock and Kelly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, so you guys saw Rumpelstiltskin, Stewie, and then Hancock and Kelly.
Monsignor Ted.
Monsignor Ted.
He didn't see us.
It's like a celebrity
Because
day.
When we saw him, we hid.
It was as we were zooming away on the golf cart.
We ran him down with the cart.
Should I save my Ricky story for when we come back?
Yes, we should. We should go to break, because this is a good one. I'm not the only one who said something silly.
No, Rach is not alone.
Oh, yeah?
Rach is not.
All right.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 350. We're kind of one boot off here because we don't have any headphones.
Well, I was just thinking, like, okay, we need to get out of 5550. I'll just use music to cue the guys.
Yeah.
Wait, they can't hear
Dave Murray's on a four. Can't hear him.
Rachel just have to do like a conductor does at the symphony. Just kind of start waving your hands. We'll know the music's playing.
Okay, just to help my girl Rach feel better about asking if the golf cart had air conditioning.
I don't know.
Last night, Dave was pretty far in the zone.
Oh, yeah?
I was pretty
You're
in
playing
the zone
defense?
I was feeling good.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm watching the ball game. And, the tarps off guys, and, you know, they're doing their thing. And someone on the broadcast said, yeah, they're going to demarcate that right field loge as the high energy section of the stadium. But they got to think of a clever name for it. And I'm like, bam, I got it. And I showed the text to Rach. So how am I going to get this genius idea out there? Well, I'll just text my buddy Ricky Horton during the broadcast.
He's not busy or anything.
You know, he's got plenty of time to consider my submission. And I said, hey, man, they should name the new high energy section in right field the St. Louis Zoo. Feel free to steal that, my friend.
I don't hate it. Like,
it's
I
not
kinda,
bad.
I kind of like it.
I mean, there might be a lawsuit. You know, somebody's got that name.
No, I thought it's like, it's perfect. We all love the zoo. That's the zoo. It's the St. Louis Zoo. But I was just, here's how sure I was of myself.
Were you printing t-shirts?
No, I immediately turned on the radio broadcast so I could hear my friend Ricky tell the city, call off the dogs, the loge has been named. It is heretofore the Dave Glover St. Louis Zoo. And he never said anything. And then after a couple more innings, he gave me a little heart, and I'm like, oh. Okay.
Man, speaking of the tarps off guys, we were pretty close to
right,
them.
Yeah, we were right next to them.
And I got to say, like, before today, I was happy that everyone was enjoying tarps off, but I didn't really get why everyone was so excited. However, being close to the energy and just kind of seeing what was going on, I get it now. Yeah. Like, it's very fun. Everybody's having a really good time.
It's almost like a student section at a college game.
Yeah, because everyone is pretty young.
Well, not everybody.
Well, some of them.
And I don't mind that. No, I don't mind that.
No.
There were like...
Should be anybody that wants to.
65-year-old shirtless guys, and there were 6-year-old shirtless kids, and they're having the most fun. There were about 30, what, Rach? 8-year-old kids? And their parents were nowhere.
Right, right.
I mean, they were just like run of the place. Yeah. And just, you know,
there was a pair running around, and one of them had a big green cast on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, Dave, check out this kid in the cast. Like, you just know that cast has a story behind it, and now he's at the ballpark with his shirt off, running around having the time of his life.
Yeah, shirtless people wearing jeans and an arm cast. I couldn't have felt more like I was in South Roxana. Hey, can I borrow a cup of shirt?
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we've had quite a day.
It was fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
That sounds like a blast.
Keeps on going.
I just hope the energy on that stays.
Me too.
So, the St. Louis Zoo, that's mine. Just so everyone knows. That's mine.
You own it.
That's well, right. No one else even try. I think we found our name.
What do you think? Should we have a contest to come up with more awesome names?
And we do that. Why?
I don't know.
Why would we waste
our
time?
No reason.
What else? What else? What else? Oh, today's Talk Like Yoda Day.
Waiting for that, I was. Waiting to see Grogu this weekend. It's my baby. Big things he does.
Who is that?
I don't know. That was more Jabba.
Yeah, that was more like. I don't know, man.
He's over here like, me Jabba no longer. It's a baby.
What are you saying?
This is talking about baby Gorko.
Baby Gorko, it is.
Why is Yoda's like voice like three octaves lower than it normally is?
This is Harry Potter.
My voice that is not.
Yeah, that's exactly.
No, it's not.
That's what I'm doing too.
I don't know what it is, but it's reminding me of something and it's giving me a bad feeling.
It's definitely a bit of an ick.
It's
like
good.
A drunken Jabba.
It's not bad, it's good voice.
Frightening as you are.
Hey guys, this is me signaling that it's time to wrap
up. We should stop. Everyone, this is the end of the segment.
So I just
we should
to
be.
Know.
We stop the show.
Quiet up. Well, it started out. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Rush Hour coming up at 5. Is it Gatter tonight?
I think so. He's doing sports open line, so yeah, that seems like the plan.
He owes me money.
I'll tell him to duck.
What else? This is my last day for a few days, and I will be back next Friday because I don't know if we're announcing it yet, but we're doing some shenanigans next Friday, right?
You know for the Cubs series.
Yes.
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 And I'm off Friday, too.
Yeah.
Rachel's. But I'll be back Tuesday.
So it's Wheeler and Andrew tomorrow.
Right, well, we got a lot going on. Bernie's going to jump in from like 3 to 4:45. Brendan Schaefer is going to come in, and he covers the Cardinals for MLB.com. He's going to come in from 2 to 3. We're doing a big old Cardinals blowout tomorrow.
Very cool.
Fun.
Yeah. So Ricky will be a part of that, all that.
We met Danny today, Danny Wexelman.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's me, Danny. She's
great.
So nice.
She was lovely.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Spoke so highly of KMOX and of you, Wheels.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's
good because I'm a fan of Danny, so that makes it even.
Kind of a rough patch for the president, it would appear. Don't hold me to it because I was at the ball game. But it would appear that the GOP are finally standing up to Trump about this $1.8 billion fund that goes to J6 people, basically. And not really holding back. A lot of them, they're just saying, like, this one guy said this is stupid on stilts, which I'd never heard, but I kind of like.
I'm going to take that.
He, get this, the president, so far in his term, has sold 622 individual products that he is selling.
How many?
622.
Mm-hmm.
Since the beginning of this term?
Yes.
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 Wow.
And has made $8 million from that. Made, I think, $1 billion from other stuff.
Well, the stock trading thing.
Stock trading, I think, is
going to
go very bad. A lot of the GOP are saying, like, that is just straight up not good. Iran, who I have said all along, not that I'm the end-all be-all on, I'm not Colonel McCausland, but I said a couple weeks ago, they're going to screw with this, they're going to screw with this, they're going to screw with this. This is what they do. They make deals. They don't live up to them. They'll tell you anything to keep it going. And today they came out through, I guess, the main man, the Ayatollah, and said, first of all, the uranium stays here. That's a non-starter. There's going to be permanent tolls on the Strait of Hormuz. And so that's not going very well. And then it came out. I thought this was clearly the Onion, but it came out that the Trump administration was trying to get another guy from Iran into power. And it turned out to be Ahmadinejad, who anyone from my generation, that was our bad guy. Right? Like for decades.
Not long after, like it was after the Ayatollah.
Yes.
And he was kind of the dude.
He was the face of it. He was just horrible. And I guess maybe they actually read his dossier and they're like, not so much. He He seems a little salty.
Wonder why.
So that can be going great. And then we have a little sound to play for you. This one is just weird, okay? This isn't like we need an impeachment right now. This one is just human odd. Don Jr. is getting married, and they asked the president if he was going, and here's what he said.
He'd like me to go, but it's going to be just a small little private affair, and I'm going to try and make it. I'm in the midst. I said, you know, this is not good timing for me. I have a thing called Iran and other things. That's one I can't win on. If I do attend, I get killed. If I don't attend, I get killed. By the fake news, of course, I'm talking about. No, but he's got a very person who I've known for a long time, and hopefully they're going to have a great marriage.
Person he's known for a long time. You know, how you refer to your kids. Like normal people do. Like normal humans.
I'm sorry, that is extremely funny.
Like he's probably right about the getting killed on it either way, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Like if he does go, be like, hey, you got work to do. And if he doesn't go, oh, look at that, it's your son. He's not wrong about that.
You know, in fairness, right up until that point.
I'm like, yeah, he's not nothing crazy
being
here.
Reasonable.
Right, nothing crazy here. Except maybe the whole fake news thing, you know, that old
I'm really looking
line.
Forward to Nick's wedding next year. I've known him for like almost 31 years.
Yeah, a person I've known
for a long time.
That's how I would describe like my dentist.
Oh, jeez.
That's really funny.
And then on the other side of the aisle, they did the postmortem on the Democrats and the 2024 election. And it should have just been entitled, We S'd the Bed.
Yes.
I mean, everything they could do wrong, they did wrong.
Yes. Yeah, pretty. It took you 2 years to figure this out.
Jeez.
There were a lot of people, including people in this very room right now, that were like, you're doing it wrong at the time. Here's what you're doing wrong. First of all, don't back the guy that's, barely there.
Yes.
And then maybe do a primary so you don't have to just pick the next person who happens to be in closest proximity to the president.
Yeah.
Maybe give your Democratic voters the choice of who they would like. Yeah, they screwed it all up. They could have just paid you and I $10 and we would have given them the answer in 10 seconds.
Saved them a whole bunch of money.
What are you doing?
Whole bunch of money. Also, Hooters is putting out the welcome sign for children, saying that it's a family place. We got lots of French fries and fried chicken. Come on in. Bring them young boys.
Well, haven't they been kind of working on this brand shift for a while in that it's like the shorts are bigger now and...
funny the way you said that.
And they got rid of bikini nights, the infamous bikini nights.
We show 30% less ass. Bring in your kids.
Yeah, I mean, like, also, like, we all understand what the play on words is with the name of the franchise, right?
Sure.
So, like,
I figured that one out right away.
I know. So did I. I was in college. I'd never heard of it before I get to college, and everybody's, you want to go to Hooters? And I'd be like, I know what that must mean.
Also, the number one pizza place in America.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
Just talking about how they're doing the new retro rebrand. And once again, they're voted the number one pie.
Do you think it's still like, because I remember eating in the restaurant and it always felt like we were there for 7 days.
Is that a good thing?
It took so long to get your food.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I mean, as we've moved so far away from like, as a society, we don't typically do a lot of like go out for pizza. And you do, but like, it's much more order pizza and get it and or have it delivered than it is the other way around. But man, you get there and you order it. Sometimes I felt like we were there forever. Yeah. It was good though.
One more thing on the administration. It would appear that for now the ballroom part is sort of dead. Because they don't have enough GOP votes.
Okay.
And the president is blaming it on the parliamentarian, who is supposed to be at least a nonpartisan. I'm a parliamentarian. I kind of tell you what you do in the Senate and what you don't, but they just don't have the votes. So the ballroom is now up in the air. Don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they can get all the security stuff done that they need to. That's fine, right?
They can work on that.
Say, wouldn't we all kind of agree? All right, sure. You know, you want to do those things, that's fine.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I mean, that's going to benefit future presidents, and it's a, security and safety thing. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I thought this one was kind of weird. You know, we always have these things like, would you rather this or would you rather that? Would you wear a blindfold for 24 hours to get $10 million?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll do it for like
do it for $100. Yeah. Now maybe not. That's maybe
I would do it for 100.
I mean, I don't understand this one. They say you can't sleep and you can't touch the blindfold. Okay, so basically,
but I can be at my house.
I mean, that sounds like a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Put on an eye mask.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be hard to do, right? Because you can't watch anything. You can't look at your phone. You can't.
Like one day.
I get it, man. Here's the deal. I'm going to sleep all day.
You can't sleep.
Oh, you can't sleep.
Can't sleep.
All right. Then I'm just going to rock out, man. It's going
to
be all music.
I
almost said rock out with you and said it. And my boss is right there listening. I just would have gotten up and left. Rachel, what do you want to do? You want to do flashback?
Sure, we can do some throwback Thursday here. 145 years ago, it was 1881, and the American Red Cross was founded by Clara Barton in Washington, D.C. 145 years.
It's a good run.
125 years ago, in 1901, Connecticut became the first state to impose a speed limit for cars. The new law restricted the horseless carriage to 12 miles per hour within city limits and 15 miles per hour on country highways.
Wow.
I don't even drive at that point.
I thought about that one night, and it really started screwing with me, that before we jumped on a horse, the fastest speed we ever experienced was running, you know, 20 miles an hour.
Fast people are 20 miles an hour.
Then on a horse, 40, something like that.
Yeah.
Then you get a train, you're like, whoa. I mean, like, we just keep doing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Could you imagine that, though? Like, at that time, you could outrun a car.
Yeah, easily.
If you were fast. Like, a fast person could, like, catch a car trying to get away.
Yeah.
71 years ago in 1955, Chuck Berry recorded Maybelline, his first hit. And 58 years ago in 1968, Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones was arrested for the second time for possession of cannabis in his London apartment. 46 years ago in 1980, The Empire Strikes Back opened in the UK and some US theaters and went on to earn more than $550 million worldwide.
Such a great movie.
Many think it's the best one.
That's my favorite.
It's either the best or the second best for me. To me, it's between that and Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi
is just a good one because that's where you complete the story.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
36 years ago in 1990, one of the most memorable series finales ever aired on CBS. It was Newhart. And spoiler alert, Bob wakes up and reveals to his wife from his previous show, the Bob Newhart Show, that the entire series was a dream.
Good ending. Yeah. Were
people mad about it?
I don't remember
I don't either.
That being so. Yeah. I think because it was so clever, because right. it was his wife from Newhart and all right, that kind right. of stuff. So, yeah.
23 years ago in 2003, Ruben Studdard beat Clay Aiken to win the second season of American Idol.
God, that used to be such a big deal.
I know. I remember that season so well. And then, let's see. This was kind of the last season I ever paid attention for my final Throwback Thursday. 18 years ago, it was 2008, and David Cook beat David Archuleta to win the seventh season of American Idol.
Funny. You know, it's funny, Rach. I hate to call you out on a mistake you just made.
What did I do?
But you said that it's been 36 years since 1990, and that's not possible because that's when I graduated law school. Mm. It's been 8. So,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
36 years.
That's not good.
Since I graduated from law school. That's nuts.
So let's think about this for a second. You want to make yourself frustrated. So think about when you were in college. What was 36 years before that?
Ooh, good one.
From 1990. I mean, we can obviously do the math, but it's the 1954.
That's not.
So 1990 to now is like 1954 to 1990.
No, you need to stop talking.
This is an upsetting conversation.
Yes. DGS on KMOX 424. This Carter Report is sponsored by Rawlings. Visit the Rawlings Experience at Westport. So, have a little post-mortem on the game today.
Yeah, I think, today and yesterday, very similar games. You know, it's not that either starting pitcher was a disaster. They just weren't particularly good. You know, McGreevy gave up 3 runs on 10 hits in 5 innings, only had 1 strikeout yesterday, which, again, not a terrible outing.
Yeah.
But it's not what you need. You need a little bit more. And then Dustin May, similar today, gave up 4 runs in 5 and... but the bigger story these 2 days was the offense has just gone quiet. So they dropped 2 out of 3 to the Pirates. And now in 3 of the last 4 games, you've lost and scored 2 runs or less in those 3 losses. Mm. So the bats have been a little quiet for the, and that started a while ago, right? I mean, like it started around the beginning of May. And you've seen some good outing, like some good offensive showings too, right? I mean, just the other night, yeah, you scored 9 runs. But overall, the offense has been down for the last couple of weeks, but that's where the starting pitching had kicked in. But you can see, when the starting pitching doesn't do its job, when your offense is down, it's not going to be very good.
Yeah.
So nothing to panic about. I mean, you're not going to win every game. You're not going to win every series. It's the first series loss in about a month. So,
yeah,
not going to sweat it too much. But, look, you've now got the Reds starting tomorrow, and then you're going to get into, the Brewers, the Cubs. You got this stretch against the division. It's going to be an interesting few weeks. And, the ideal is that the offense kind of gets going again and takes a little pressure off of starting pitching.
Well, how about your boy PCA? I think he's a little snake bit.
I mean,
it happens. People drop balls.
Yeah, yeah.
People give up little league home runs.
People also curse at fans. And
sure.
Tell them to do terrible things.
Right. We all have.
Yeah. And look, PCA is one of the best outfielders in the sport. Like, he just is. That's one of his strengths. And, he had one of those, I think, Tuesday, where he was kind of going back on a ball and missed it. And then, obviously, yesterday had another one, both in the Brewers series. And yesterday's became the Little League home run. So, yeah, you could also argue maybe that's a little karma.
Yeah.
You asked for it by being a jerk in Chicago. And don't come at me like, whoa, he was getting heckled. Great. Be a grown up. And you can also fire back at hecklers without being completely crude. Because you don't know. There are kids around. All this. Why can't you just be a grown person? If you want to spar with them, that's fine. You just don't have to go where he went. You don't win more by being nastier. Just be funnier. Be better. Work on some comebacks.
Yeah, he should have been like, I know you are, but what am I?
I mean, honestly, a version of that can typically work.
Yeah.
Can hear you over your butt stink. He can take that one. He can keep that one in the pocket.
Hey, wow. Feel free to steal that one, my friend.
Yeah. Take it away. I don't need it. It's yours now. You need it more than I do.
I think I'm being made fun of.
No.
You just wait till that thing's called the St. Louis Zoo.
I was just going to say,
it's an amazing name.
He should have told that lady she belongs in the St. Louis Zoo.
Yeah.
It is a good name.
Where all the butt stink is.
It is a good name, and I can't wait for when Ricky gets all the credit for coming up with it, and you are kind of like, hey.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday. I am out of here tomorrow. I'll be back next Friday. And on the stream, someone said, why the hell did you do that? Well, we're doing a special show. We're going to be at Patio's. Everyone knows Patio's down by the stadium from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but we'll be on normal time at 1.
Yep.
And then about 2:30,
we're gonna buzz on over.
We'll buzz over, and then we'll be down there live, and we'll have some special guests. This should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Stewie from Stewart's American Mortgage for hooking us up with kosher dogs today. Section 148, kind of right behind home plate.
Cones,
really, really good. And also, thank you to Ben Boyd, who hooked us up in a suite with his lovely mother.
Yeah,
nice. It was great.
That was cool.
Yeah.
They're a cool family.
Y'all looked at me like
boys.
I was crazy. I'm like, did I say something I shouldn't say?
No.
Yeah, Kevin looked like Ben doesn't have a mom.
Yeah, right. That's how I felt. And then we saw Hancock and Kelly, and it was a big day for John Hancock because this was his one-year-old grandson Nico's first Cardinals game.
Nice.
Really cool.
Pretty cool.
I also noticed Busch Stadium has some sort of like step and repeats set up on the first floor that says like, this is my first baseball game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, where you can go and take your picture with your kid. I thought that was kind of neat.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, you want to do some of those myths about American history?
Yeah. So yesterday we talked about how Paul Revere didn't actually shout the British are coming because everybody was British back then. He said the regulars are coming. Here's another big myth. That George Washington had wooden teeth. And I feel like this is something I heard back in like elementary school, mm-hmm. right? But none of Washington's four documented sets of dentures contained any wood. They were made of hippopotamus and elephant ivory, brass, gold, lead, animal teeth from cows, horses, and donkeys, and human teeth. And then according to the Mount Vernon Ledger book, in 1784, George Washington paid enslaved people at his plantation for 9 teeth, and he was able to get those through his dentist. Whether or not those specific teeth ended up in his mouth is unclear, but historians do agree that some of his dentures did, in fact, include human teeth purchased from poor people and likely enslaved people. Now, the myth about wooden teeth probably came up because Washington's ivory dentures were stained because of his fondness for port wine. So they started to look brown and like a wood grain type appearance.
Well, you kind of wish he'd have just stuck with wood, right?
You guys want to see? There's his teeth.
I really hope some of those teeth ended up in the dentures because otherwise he was just buying.
Because he came down with an infection, a throat infection, and he was not feeling well. But then, as was the standard of the day, they started bleeding the brother and they took 40% of his blood volume. And then they were using these beetles to cause these big ruptured sores on his face, and then it was just terrible. Like the big story is he went out for a ride on his horse in the rain, and he came back and he was serving
ledge, likely from a tree, because lumber was scarce and expensive, so they wouldn't have wasted it on a gallows. The 20th person was a 80-year-old farmer named Giles Corey, and he was pressed to death. Slowly crushed under heavy stones for 2 days because he refused to enter a plea. According to legend, his last words were, "More weight."
Wow. He's like, bring it on, man.
That's pretty badass, honestly.
Well, it really makes it all the more important how we decided to govern ourselves and have actual laws that made sense and not like, you throw a witch into the pond, and if she, you know, goes under, she was not a witch. Also, I always have this thought. I know that it's happened. I know that even maybe more horrific things have happened through history and people have witnessed them. But can you imagine, like, try to imagine that in reality, someone in front of you is tied to a post and then a fire is lit. And then they're just screaming in agony and their skin sloughing off. Like when we say it so trippingly off the tongue.
Yeah.
I know they're burned at the stake.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're drawn and quartered.
And they would do it in front of like crowds of people.
Yes.
Yeah. That was like entertainment almost. Like, oh, you know what? We should go see that execution. Let's see what's going on.
Crazy.
I mean, even just imagining seeing someone get hanged in front of you.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. Tarred and feathered. Oh my gosh. We were just talking on the break about the John Adams HBO series.
Yeah.
In the first episode, they show what it was like when someone got tarred and feathered.
Wasn't funny.
Yeah, no. Not funny. Not cute.
You know, I remember growing up, the cartoons always made it seem funny.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Pour the feathers on there and everybody's running around. Like, no, that tar is hot.
So burning at the stake was common in continental Europe, but in Massachusetts, they followed English law, which classified witchcraft as a felony punishable by hanging, not burning. So no burning in Salem.
How did that myth get started? Or was it just done somewhere else and we all just confused it?
Yeah, I think people carry it over from Europe and go like, oh, that's what they were doing. But I mean, imagine being in that position of like, your neighbor's mad at you or something, and they're like, I think Dave's a witch, actually. And now it's on you to prove you're not.
yeah. Just imagine.
This is why we have the laws we have, by the way, which is why it's hard to do, to prosecute someone. Like, you have to follow the procedures, because it used to be you had to defend yourself from an accusation and the accuser was assumed right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.